Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and normally I will upload an episode every single Friday. However, I've been doing this new January series where I've been uploading an episode every day from January 1st until January 31st, every single day, you guys. It is like halfway through right now, which is crazy that it's halfway through. I've definitely been feeling it. It's definitely been hitting me and catching up to me, the amount of recording and editing. I'm like, I didn't even know I had this much talking in me. So it is 100% catching up with me. However, I did this to kind of push myself and to do a little January challenge and just produce content for you guys. So I'm very happy that I'm doing it. But if you are new here and you don't really know what my content is about or what I really talk about or what the whole point of this podcast is, we basically just talk about becoming the best version of yourself possible. So I'll basically just have all these different conversations and topics, and each conversation that we have and each topic that we chat about has to do with leveling up your life, leveling up yourself, self-care, self-growth, self-love, self-healing. However, doing it in a very realistic way, because I feel like with social media and with the way things are kind of broadcasted in a very unrealistic way, where it's like, wake up at 4 a.m. every single day and do this 10-step morning routine and do this and do that before you go to sleep. And it's like, that is just not realistic for a day-to-day life. So I kind of just try to like to have each topic be something different, where you can kind of choose what you want to listen to, choose what you need work on. And that way you're kind of building micro shifts and micro habits so that you're doing it slowly. It's not super overwhelming and you're able to just do it in a very realistic manner. So obviously, as you can tell from today's episode, we're going to be talking about growing your self-worth and not seeking external validation from other people, whether it's from men, whether it's from friends, whether it's from family. And I actually got a few DMs this week about a few girls who had DM'd me. Also, make sure you guys actually follow my Instagram and my TikTok at For You From Eve, because I do go through my Instagram DMs a lot to see what topics you guys want me to talk about or answer your questions. I obviously leave everything anonymous. No one will ever know that you DM'd me or anything like that, but I kind of just want to go through them sometimes and see what you guys want me to talk about, because I'm obviously producing content for you guys. That's why my show is called For You From Eve. I'm Eve. Well, my name's Olivia Eve, so kind of just sounded better than Olivia. But basically, I got a few DMs this week from girls who were like, why do I keep seeking male validation? Why do I keep doing my makeup for men, doing my hair for men, keep getting dressed for men? It's like, I'm trying to get out of that mindset and I keep thinking, well, what will a man think if I do this, or if I post this, or if I say this, or if I wear this? And I feel like this is a very normal thing. Honestly, like it sucks that it's so normal, but it is normal. It really is normal to seek male validation, because as women, and this is obviously just a generalization, this is not every woman, this is not every man, this is me just speaking from experience, from what I've thought, what I've seen people think, what I've seen from an outside perspective, or from what I've heard in podcasts, watched in shows, read in books, all that stuff. So it is very normal, because a woman a lot of the time is seeking male validation because she is seeking love. Women have very nurturing, loving, caring personalities, and so that kind of ties in with men, because in order for us to be a wife one day and to be a mom, we need a man, right? We need a man to be a wife, and we need a man to be a mom in some ways, obviously. So it's like, because we need that, we are constantly seeking love or seeking relationships. Obviously, if you're in a relationship with a man, you're not going to be looking around at other men for validation, or else that's an issue within your relationship. That means that you're not fulfilled in your relationship. You might not be getting that attention or kind of, I guess, effort from your partner if you're looking for it in other people when you go out. So that's obviously a whole separate issue. But if you're kind of just single and you feel like you're constantly looking for, what is a man gonna like if I post? What is a man gonna like if I say this is my personality trait? Or if you're in a relationship but you're seeking validation from a family member or a friend, it's like, there's so many different ways that we seek external validation, and we always look externally. We never look inwardly. And I feel like this is something that you have to switch. Before I even go into the tips, that's something you have to focus on right away, is you have to look more internally instead of externally. So instead of doing an action or saying something and thinking, how is this going to affect that person? You have to look internally and be like, how is this going to make me feel when I say this or when I do this? You know, so make sure that you're kind of looking inwardly and you're thinking of how it's going to affect you, how you're going to feel when you take that action or when you say that statement, rather than how it's going to affect other people. Obviously, you know, you have to be kind to other people. You don't want to make other people feel horrible just to make yourself feel good. Have that kind of self-awareness of wanting to be a kind person and wanting to shed positivity to other people. But at the same time, make sure that you are putting yourself first, because you can't fill from an empty cup. So if you're not filling up your own cup and you're not putting in that work for yourself and you're not fulfilled with yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to give someone that energy, even in a relationship. If you don't love yourself, if you don't treat yourself good, if you don't take care of yourself, how do you expect for someone else to love you? How do you expect to love someone else the right way or care for someone else the right way? You have to make sure that you're focusing on yourself before even trying to give other people that love or that care. However, in today's episode, we're kind of going to be focusing more on, why are you always trying to people please? Why are you always trying to satisfy other people? Why are you always just trying to externally receive validation from others? So the first tip that I have when it comes to this is just to remind yourself, your time, your energy, and your effort is sacred. Okay, who you are as a person, your presence is sacred. You have to stop sharing who you are with everybody. Okay, not everybody deserves to know you. You're allowed to be private, and you have to remember that you do not owe anybody anything. Okay, you don't have to tell anybody when you start seeing someone new. You don't have to tell anybody when someone else reaches out to you or someone else talks to you, etc. You have to stop sharing every aspect of your life with every person in your life. You are allowed to just be to yourself, stay to yourself, and not give everybody all the information that they're asking for. I understand that in female friendships, this is a little bit easier said than done, because female friendships, you know, you share a lot of information. You share a lot about what's going on in your life. And it's like, if you decide that you don't want to do that anymore, you might receive that same energy back, right? It's like, if you decide to not tell your best friend when you're getting to know someone else, you can't expect them to kind of like tell you every time something goes on in their life. They might catch on to, oh, she's being more private, which is totally fine. However, if she's going to be more private, so am I, because why am I going to tell her all about my life if she's not telling me about hers? I think it's fine if the energy is reciprocated. However, I do think it is hard to make that shift with someone without it being personal. I think that if you start to say like, oh, I'm going to distance myself from this person, or even if it has nothing to do with distancing yourself from the person, but just not wanting to talk about the situation, especially I think if you're single and you're constantly going on new dates or getting to know people, which is great, and it's what you know, a great thing to be doing is going on dates and getting to know people, because that's just part of being an adult and being a grown woman, is going on a date and getting to know someone and meeting someone new, learning something about someone, and going home and seeing if you hit it off. You know, it's like, you're allowed to do all these things, and you might not want to tell your friends about all of it, because it's like, well, the date didn't even go great, so why am I even going to tell them I went out with him? Or maybe you're kind of just used to disappointment, and you're like, I don't want to tell them and get excited about someone and have it not work out, which I completely understand. And I think that's also a really common reason as to why girls decide to start keeping to themselves, is because they'll tell their friends about someone and then things will go down, and the next time their friends ask about them, they're like, great, now I have to say this. And it's just like such a repetitive, aggravating feeling. So I think that's why a lot of people do decide to go private, is just because they're tired of getting excited about things and talking about things and then have it not work out and have to kind of be reminded of it and have other people know about it. So I do 100% think that's a reason why people start to also kind of be a little bit more private and keep to themselves. But just remind yourself, you don't owe anything to anyone. When you get to know someone, you keep that intimate with that person. Okay, you keep that as like one-on-one, you remain intimate with it, and you don't have to share that with anybody. You can keep that to yourself. And the relationship that you start with someone, they also deserve for it to be intimate. Okay, they also deserve for it to be something where it's just between you and this person. Okay, they don't need to know all your business. The other people don't really need to know all your business. It really is just between you and that person. The next tip is to stop doing things for other people and to put yourself first. And I know this is like a trending phrase, but it's like, stand on business. Okay, put your foot down. You have to realize that people are going to talk down on you if you let them, right? No one questions the most confident person in the room. But if you're quaking and you're not standing firm on your decisions or standing firm on your opinions, people are going to walk all over you. You have to put yourself first. You have to stand on business and say, this is my morals, these are my values, this is my opinion, this is how I feel. And that's it. There's no buts, there's no ifs. It's like, this is how you feel, this is how you believe, and people are not going to try to change your mind because they know that you are confident in your decision, they know you have a strong opinion, and they know that you're not someone that they kind of want to mess with in a way. So it's like, stop doing things just to please other people and realize that you have to put yourself first in a lot of situations. Because yeah, it's great to be humble and to you know, be kind to other people and love other people. But if you're not doing that to yourself first, you can't do that for the other people. So stop putting other people before you in every situation, because you will get stepped on. People will take advantage of that. No matter how much they care about you, no matter how much they might show that they love you, they will take advantage of you if you continuously put them first. They're going to realize, oh, well, let me just do this because she's going to not care. She's going to brush it off. It's like, no. Put your foot down and say, that's not okay. The way that you treat me is not okay. The way that you speak to me is not okay. And just put yourself first and realize, like, okay, yeah, I might lose a friend out of this situation. I might have people not agree with me on this situation, but at least I'm staying firm to myself. And at least I'm putting myself first and I'm deciding to do something for me. The next thing is that people's opinions will pass. You have to stop being so sensitive and you have to stop feeling so much. And you need to stop taking things personally from people who don't know you on a personal level, okay? It's like when you go out to a bar, right? And you dress up, you do your hair, you do your makeup, and you get to the bar with your friends and you go out and some random person, I don't think this ever happens unless it's like a movie, but some guy or some girl is like, I don't like that girl's outfit or whatever. And you hear it or someone says it to you or whatever it is. It's like, are you going to get upset over that? Are you going to be upset that you wore that outfit because some random stranger at the bar didn't like it? Is that going to affect you? Because now this person who probably doesn't even know your name has an opinion on you and you're letting it affect you. And let's say it's a situation where it's like one of your friends, you're like, this is what I'm wearing tonight. And your friend is like, I don't like that outfit, you should change. It's great to have a brutally honest friend that will tell you when you look great, when you don't look great, etc. But does it matter to you? I actually stopped kind of like sending outfits before I go out, not because my friends are like, ew, Liv, you look ugly. I've honestly like never really had an experience like that. But obviously, sometimes you feel confident in something and you're like, oh, this is what I'm wearing. And then a friend is like, eh, I don't like it. And then all of a sudden you're like, damn. And you're like, okay, maybe I shouldn't wear it. And you get in your head and you're like, wait, I thought I looked so good in this. I felt so confident in this. And my friend just told me I don't look good in it. And obviously my friend loves me and has my best intention at heart. So if she's saying that I don't look good in this, I probably don't look good in this and I should probably change and not wear it. And that kind of subconsciously goes in our head, whether we want it to or not. And I totally understand what that's like. So it's like, stop kind of like letting other people's opinions make your decisions. Just you decide like, oh, I like this outfit. This is what I want to feel confident in. This is what I'm going to wear. It's like, you have to kind of just make that decision. Whatever you feel confident in is what you're when you're confident, you show that you're confident. You act like you're confident, right? It's like, your personality changes depending on how confident you are. That's 100%. If you go out to the bar feeling confident versus if you go not feeling confident, you can come off like two different people. You will attract two different people. It's like you really just have to do what you feel best in and stop letting people's opinions affect you so much and stop taking everything so to heart. Stop being so sensitive. It's like just your opinion is your opinion. Their opinion is their opinion and that's it. The next thing is to remind yourself of the things you love about yourself every single day. So when it comes to self-worth and self-value and not letting other people's opinions affect you, just remind yourself what you love about yourself. I love this about myself. I love that about myself. I love my legs. I love the way that I care for people. I love the work ethic I have. I love the motherly instincts I have. Whatever it might be, remind yourself every single day what you love about yourself. There is obviously a difference between cocky and confident. I think you should internally be cocky, but not really show that you're cocky, show that you're confident, right? But externally show confidence. And I think that there is a big difference because when you're cocky, you're not humble. You're not like really self-aware. You kind of come off like a fool a little bit. Whereas if you're just confident, people can read that you're confident. It comes off attractive. It comes off like this girl knows who she is. She knows to not be messed with. Her opinions about herself won't be changed. And that is a very powerful thing to be. So remind yourself every day the qualities physically and also emotionally and, you know, mentally that you love about yourself. And that will help you so much to kind of remind yourself, this is why I love myself. This is why I know my worth. This is why I know my value, etc. The next thing is to stop letting how other people treat you affect your mood. So if you're going out with your friends and one of your friends is giving you like a dry energy or a dry attitude or makes a snarky comment towards you and you let it ruin your night, that's your fault. It's your fault that you are letting that ruin your mood and ruin your night, because at the end of the day, you need to kind of just put things in your own hands and you need to really just like, this is such a sensitive generation. And I understand that people are like, well, be more sensitive to people who are emotional, be more sensitive to this situation or to that. I get told that a lot where people are like, you need to be more sensitive towards this person. And I'm like, look, that's how I show my love. That's how I am. And I think that I have been better at being more sensitive because I understand that people are going to be hurt over what they're hurt over. People are going to feel over what they feel over. And obviously, even if it comes with good intentions and even if it comes with a good heart, it could come off in a way of like desensitizing your friend's feelings, which you don't want to be that way either. So make sure that you're not letting people affect your mood. You're not taking things too much to heart or thinking too deeply about things, because this is when you start seeking that external validation. Because if someone makes you upset, you're also going to expect them to make you feel better. It's like I said, if you go to a bar and the guy that you like is there and he ignores you all night, all of a sudden you're in the worst, crappiest, most miserable mood and you want to go home. But then let's say after an hour or two, he starts giving you all this attention. He starts talking to you a bunch. He starts to flirt with you and give you all this attention, yada, yada, yada. All of a sudden you're happy, you're optimistic, you want to be there, etc. So it's like you have to stop letting how people treat you affect your mood, because you should go into the night thinking of the things that are going to make you happy, thinking of yourself and thinking of all the positive around you and not letting that negative outweigh it, because most of the time that negative is so temporary. So just indulge in the positive of that moment. Also remind yourself that only you know yourself and you have the power to know yourself. You are the only one in a crowded room that knows really who you are. As much as someone might think that they know you, you're the one that hears your thoughts, okay? You're the one that knows how you would act in a situation. So it's like, as much as people might know you, remind yourself, well, no one in here knows me better than I know me, and no one in here loves me more than I know me, and that is my power, okay? So you have to remind yourself that only you know yourself, only you know how you would act in a situation, only you know why you decided to wear that outfit that night, etc. And keep that to yourself. Keep your power. Obviously, don't let it become an ego thing or a pride thing, but really just have the love that you have for yourself be the power that you bring to the table. The next thing is too, this kind of goes with the whole situation I brought of like going to the bar, stop overthinking people's actions towards you. If someone is being dry to you, if someone is not really responding to your messages as fast, stop taking everything so personal and stop overthinking, well, they're not answering my messages that fast because they're not into me anymore. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not into you anymore. Maybe that is why. Maybe they're just busy. Maybe they forgot. Whatever it is, I think the whole forgot busy thing, it really is an excuse. But it's like, if someone is treating you differently and someone is being more dry, you need to stop overthinking, because the way that they feel will come out in the end. So it's like, just go with the wave, stop overthinking it, because it will ruin your mood. And now you're all of a sudden looking for validation from the outside. And then also, set boundaries, okay? Boundaries is a form of self-respect. You are respecting yourself when you set boundaries. You are saying, this is who I am, this is what I believe in, and this is what I will not stand for. And if you want to be in my life, you cannot do that. If you are in a relationship and you tell your significant other, hey, you are crossing my boundary if you disrespect one of my friends, or if you like a bikini photo on Instagram, or if you go to the clubs with your boys, that is breaking a boundary with me. That is walking over the line, okay? That is not something I want you to be doing. And they do it, they are disrespecting you, because you are respecting yourself when you set a boundary. You are saying, this is what I believe in, this is my moral, this is my value, this is how I will feel if you cross this boundary, if you cross this line. And if they decide to do that, you give yourself that respect. And you're like, if they decide to cross that line, they're out the door and I'm on to the next. If they decide to cross that line, they do not respect you, whether it's a friend, whether it's a significant other, whether it's a family member. You tell your family member, don't read my journal. Let's say someone goes in your room and reads your journal. They cross that boundary. They cross that line of boundaries. They did not respect you when you told them to do that. So set your boundaries and make it very clear. At the end of the day, everything when it comes to self-worth and no longer seeking external validation, you have to be a very high energy and powerful woman, okay? You have to be a high valued woman, because if you are a high valued woman, if you are confident, if you love yourself, if you know what you bring to the table, that will show. People will know that. People will see that. People will feel your energy when you walk into a room. They'll be like, this girl is not to be messed with. They will know right away. So you have to make sure that at this, you are a high value woman. You have values, you have morals, you have opinions that you stand by, that you stand on, so that when people come into your life, they already know what you're about. And they're like, I'm not going to try to change this girl. I'm not going to try to make this girl a pushover, etc. And more specifically, the people in my DMs that were saying, I seek male validation. It's normal that we seek male validation, because a lot of us are looking for relationships. And when you look for a relationship, you think to yourself, if I go to a bar, what will attract the guy the most? My hair straight, my hair curly, my hair up, my hair down, a lot of makeup, a little makeup, a revealing top, a classy top, etc. And it's like, you think of all these things of like, what will make me more attractive to a man? Because the more attractive I am to a man, the closer I am to a relationship, the closer I am to a relationship, the closer I am to becoming a wife, the closer I am to becoming a wife, the closer I am to becoming a mom. It is a cycle, okay? And this is why you seek male validation, because you are in that cycle of wanting that future for yourself. However, you might also be on the other end where it's like, you don't care about being a wife or a mom right now, but you want the most attention when you go out with your friends. You want to be approached when you go out with your friends. You want to feel confident. That will make you feel confident. If that is how you feel, it is because you are lacking something within yourself. You are lacking that confidence within yourself, so you are seeking it from other men. And the only way to solve this, the only way to stop looking at men to feel confident, to feel beautiful, is to tell yourself that you do. Take care of yourself. If you're going to the gym every day and you're eating clean and you're focusing on your mental health and you're focusing on your business, and you're focusing on meditating and journaling and praying and having all this high, great energy, you're going to know that you're an attractive person, and you're going to know that you are a great, high-valued woman. And I promise you, you are no longer going to seek that validation. It's like if a man tomorrow were to tell me I was beautiful and then another man were to tell me I was ugly, neither opinion would affect me. Neither opinion would affect me. Whereas if a year ago that were to happen and the guy were to tell me I was ugly, it would like ruin my self-esteem and completely tear me down. However, I've gotten to a point where I know that I know all my good qualities. I know what I bring to the table, and I do not let anyone take that away from me. And that is just through the daily practices of self-love, which is meditating, journaling. Affirmations are huge. Wearing things that make me feel best, going to the gym and taking care of my body, eating clean so that my skin clears up and my body isn't as bloated or inflamed. These are things that you have to be doing in order to feel like your best self. It's not just about, let me put on makeup and do my hair and wear an outfit that makes me feel good. It's about doing those daily practices of getting enough sleep, waking up early, not being on your phone as much, being in a clean space, being productive. These are all the things that you have to do in order to start practicing the habits of a high value woman. And when you practice these habits of a high value woman, you become one and you believe that you are one, and you no longer care about what other people say, think, or do when it comes to you, because you are already sure of yourself. So that is all of the tips that I have for today's episode. I hope it helped anyone who DM'd me and needed a little bit of help in this topic. I know that it is super, super common. So I want to thank all of you for all your constant love and support through the series that I'm doing. Make sure that you guys follow my social medias linked down below. I am most active on my Instagram and my TikTok. I've been getting a little bit better at Pinterest, but make sure you guys follow all my socials, shop my promo codes, my Amazon storefront, give this show a good rating, a good review, follow me on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, put your notifications on. The better kind of feedback I receive, the better content I can produce for you guys. So make sure you guys are showing all that love. I appreciate all of you so much, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.